escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because it's 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, you ought to be adventurous. Because your life is about adventure. It's about being spontaneous. About having fun, about doing things that you didn't necessarily think you would do, I don't know, 90 seconds ago. Okay? And this is what I'm just telling you. If you're in anywhere in Atlanta right now, you could go to the ballgame today. Well, I mean, you can get tickets, right? I mean, the game's at 11:30. It's in 90 minutes. Yeah, I know. It's one of those where it's an 11:30 start this morning. Now, there's really good news about the 11:30 start. A couple of good, since it's like church hour in Atlanta, and that's still a thing here. But it's an 11:30 start, which means you can get really good tickets. Because 11:30 in the morning, people are like, I don't know about that. All right, so you can get tickets. Because I just checked here right before I went on the air live here at 10 a.m., $12 a ticket for like lower level, okay, on StubHub and Ticketmaster. Like $12 for lower level right now because it's an 11:30 in the morning game against the Orioles. And the better news is if you're not going to the game is one of those weird Roku games. I have to ask Dom about that. Well, welcome to the show here. It's John Fricke on a Sunday morning with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from the Northern Kia Studios. Joined by the Dominator today. Dom, what is shaking?
Nothing much, man. I'm living the dream.
All right, walk me through. I mean, I know what Roku is. It's like a television. It's like a Fire Stick. I don't know what the hell. I mean, it's just it's a thing. But this is a Roku game. Does that mean you can only get it through a Roku device or a Roku TV?
I would assume so. I would assume that means that it's probably streaming only on a Roku device or service. Maybe Roku itself has a streaming service. I know you can have multiple streaming services on it, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I'm not either. So the good news is that being an 11:30 in the morning start and being on Roku is that most of the nation, even most of Atlanta, is not going to be subjected to watching this trash. Yeah, that's the good news.
Amen, brother.
That's the good news is nobody will see this. You just think, you know, let it go by. Have one of those 2 hour and 7 minute Greg Maddux specials. Be done by 1:30 and just leave town. Just go. Just leave. Go. Go to West Sacramento and just leave. Okay? God bless America. If you want to go to the game, hey, grab the kids. Say, kids, you want to go to a game? But I would almost do this. Now, I'm not going to tell you what to do. You do you. I just mentioned that I saw tickets for $12 a piece, lower bowl, on the StubHub and the Ticketmaster. I got to tell you, I think I would probably just go and, if it were me, now this is me, not you, I would just go and park. And then I would stand outside the stadium and I'd buy a ticket for $5 because I think it's like going to be like a free game today. Because ain't nobody going to want to go. Not to an 11:30 in the morning start. not against the Orioles, and not for that trash. I'll be interested to see how many people are actually in the ballpark. Because it's one of those things, today's attendance, 38,206. And you're looking around in the ballpark and you're going, okay, 38,206. I'm pretty sure that if I account for like 3,000 people that might be in, you know, the restroom or, you know, getting a hot dog somewhere, you know, I'm pretty sure there's about 10,000 people here. You know, you can do that kind of count in your head. Well, if the stadium seats 40 and it's about 25% full, I know it's math and it's hard for you swampers to do, but, you know, for those of us who actually went to, like, you know, DeKalb County schools, we could figure this out. And so I'm thinking that, you know, I can't imagine there's going to be 15,000 people in the park today. The diehards will be there, the A-listers. But boy, you got to be a diehard to go to this game today. Because how did that bullpen game work out for you, Dom? How did that bullpen game work out for you? Did the bullpen do its job?
I mean, they put up the same performance they've put up for the majority of the season.
Yeah. Man, what a sad summer, Dom. What a sad summer. I mean, Atlanta United is a disaster. The Braves have collapsed into a disaster. I can't justify it. It's interesting. I've been saying this for a long time, and when I first started talking about the fact that this was a lost cause this year, I got people, you know, jumping in my grill, especially after the Mets, after they swept the Mets, like Squid was jumping in my grill, but Squid pulled the butt you said on me, Dom, online, on the X, you know, Squid pulled that.
I remember.
So, yeah. But you said, because Squid's on my ex, you know, but you said they were dead in the water after they swept the Mets. I'm like, well, dude, they may still be. Just because they swept the Mets doesn't mean it. But you said, and, oh, okay, I just got a bite you said from one of my cohorts. Yeah, I did say that. And I continue to say that. Now, look, I could sit here and tell you that they are 88 games into the season. There are 74 games to go. In theory, they could win all 74 games. They could go 74-0. And it's like we're talking about, you know, people falling off their chair laughing about, you know, the most incredible run of all time, 74 straight wins in baseball. They're writing movies about it, and nobody can believe it. Now, do I think that's going to happen? I'm going to say no. Okay, I'm going to go with no. So, but you never, I mean, Brian Snicker's out there going, you know, we got a run in this. And again, by run, he means one run. And they botched another one yesterday. Now they're going to trot out Grant Holmes today at 11:30 in the morning. And then they're going to board a plane and they're going to fly out to West Sac of Tomatoes, or as we used to refer to that town when I lived in San Diego, Excremento, California. And so they'd be in West Excremento and playing the West Sacramento Athletics for three games. Then they're going to fly to St. Louis and play the Cardinals. So they're going to do that. And then they're going to come home for the All-Star break, which they're hosting. And boy, just such a disappointment. Any year, you know, I'm not going to go back and fight the fight about whether or not they should have taken it from us in the first place. Of course, they shouldn't have. It's just stupid. But now, any other year, we'd be proud to host the All-Star game because, you know, we're the Atlanta Braves. And we'd probably have five or six All-Stars. And we'd be in first place and everybody be ooing and on and be good. And then this disaster of a year happens. And now we got the All-Star game going on in a, and now that's the problem because you know as well as I do that the announcers are going to be talking during the All-Star game about, oh, how damn disappointing the Braves are, blah, 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 blah. I mean, they're not going to be wrong. They're not going to be wrong. They're going to be right. Oh, you know, such a problem. Look at all these pennants here. They'll take a shot of, like, all the division. But this year, oh, my God, this year's a damn disaster. You know, and so they're going to be, like, rubbing it in our faces a little bit. Because they're New Yorkers, yeah. You know, the Mets fans like, this is our year. Yeah, okay, sure. 1986, dude. 1986. So, yeah, Atlanta United's a lost cause. The Braves are a lost cause. Do you know that the Braves actually brought up Jesse Chavez is back on the team? I don't know what the record is for most times on and off a baseball team, either including up and down from the minors or not employed and reemployed. I don't know what the... I know what it is for managers. It's pretty simple. It's Billy Martin of the Yankees. George Steinbrenner fired Billy Martin like, I want to say four times, and then rehired him five. Literally. He fired Billy Martin, then rehired him. Then he fired Billy Martin again and rehired him. Fired Billy Martin, rehired him. So, I mean, yeah, that's got to be the record. But for a baseball player, I'd be interested to note, you know, because Jesse Chavez has been reassigned or rehired by the Atlanta Braves to the Major League roster, I don't know, 10 times, maybe? I mean, maybe 10? And so he's back on the roster again. Spencer Schwalbach goes to the 60-day DL. Oh, God. Well, you knew that was happening. You know, the Braves are in 25th place. Yeah. Which is about where United is. Actually, United may be actually lower than 25th. Wow, what a disaster this has been. So, you are more than welcome today on the program between now and 2 to talk about your baseball team. You notice I didn't say it was my baseball team. You're welcome to talk about your soccer team. You notice I didn't say it was my soccer team. You're welcome to talk about my basketball team and my football team, my NFL team. And you're also welcome to talk about your NFL or college football team. So, look, the Braves calls are going to come in, I'm sure. I don't know if we get any. United calls are funny. United call people don't want to just they United callers they don't get. It's interesting, Dom. Like Falcons fans will get really angry and they'll call in when things are going wrong. Braves fans will get angry and call in. Hawks fans, United fans don't get angry and call in. United fans just check out. They just check out.
Yep.
They just, it's like passive aggressive. They just check out. They're like, yeah, I'm not going to argue about this anymore. And they just check out. That's how they roll. So I don't expect any Atlanta United calls today. But I do have a ton of football here that I would like to get into. It is July the 6th. Dom, I think we just shift to football, don't you?
Listen, John, you were talking about it's been a terrible summer for Atlanta sports. I was going to say the best thing about this summer is that we have a lot to look forward to in the fall.
Yeah, I think we just shift to football. I mean, we have the All-Star game coming up, but, you know, I mean, I think the Braves are like a mention right now. Oh, the Braves are making some moves, and it wouldn't surprise me. One of the things I saw is they go to West Excremento out there to play the Athletics. I think it's just the Athletics now. I don't know, beats the hell out of me. Anyway, playing in that minor league park because you have two major league teams. Do you know that you have two major league teams playing in minor league parks this year?
I did not know that.
Yeah, the Athletics are playing in West Excremento, and the Tampa Bay Rays, their roof collapsed, so they'll be playing all year at the Yankees spring training facility down there for their home games. It's three. It's actually three playing in minor league ballparks. You have West Sacramento for the A's while they build the stadium in Las Vegas. And you have the Rays, who can't play in their own stadium because of the roof collapse and they haven't been able to fix it. So they're playing in the Yankees spring training facility. And then the Marlins play in essentially a spring training facility, you know, based on the crowds. So, I mean, it's three. You are more than welcome to call in on the Braves. I will talk to you about the Braves. The interesting thing is, as they go out there, Luis Severino is one of the guys that maybe the Braves could actually be buyers at the trade deadline. You're like, why would they be buyers? Well, because you're not buying for the rest of this season. You're buying for next year, okay? You know, you could pick up a guy like, you know, Severino's probably got a few. I mean, Luis Severino could pitch. I think Sandy Alcantara could pitch. Those are two guys, Severino and Alcantara, that if I could snag them before the deadline and put them in my rotation for next year, let's say I wasn't going to bring back Chris Sale at his age, and I had Strider and Schwellenbach and Severino and Alcantara, I think I'm working with something there. I'm cooking with a little bit of gas. So you could have Alex Anthopoulos and Terry McGuirk and Derek Schiller and the whole brain trust sit around and say, look, let's actually kind of see if we can't be some buyers here with the eye on next season. And calling this just a collective one-off for them, you know, and just chuck this year up and kind of throw it in the trash can. And, you know, new manager, new hitting coach, you know, kind of new attitude, you know, that whole thing. So we'll see how that kind of all plays out. But we are going to shift. So you're welcome to talk about the Braves. You're certainly welcome to come in and talk about the Hawks. Don't ask me about Summer League. I don't watch Summer League basketball. I don't care about Summer League basketball. If you want to tell me about it, you can. But I won't watch a second of Summer League basketball. The reason I won't watch a second of Summer League basketball is, frankly, all you hoop heads, I have to have a break from the game, okay? I have to have a break. I can't do it 24/7, 365. I need a break from the game. And but if you want to tell me about it, you can. Hey, I saw this. I'm like, oh, okay, good. But I think we're going to do a little shift to football. So coming up in a moment, had a chance to talk to our Falcons insider, Joe Patrick, about training camp, looking ahead to camp, some of the storylines, what's next for the Falcons here as we get into camp, which is around the corner. It is the first month of the NFL preseason. Yeah, there's a game this month. This month. On July 31st, in July, Hall of Fame game. All right, that's a bit of a stretch saying it's a game. But nonetheless, it's football, I think. So we're gonna tee you up by the conversation with Joe, and then we're going to talk to you about college and NFL football a lot today. Live from the Northern Kia Studios, John Furkey on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
92.9 The Game tonight, John Furkey at the Northern Kia Studios. 4th of July weekend always kicks off my big national kind of coverage of football, so I thought we'd do a little check-in with a man that knows the Atlanta Falcons better than anybody, Joe Patrick, who, of course, is our insider for the Atlanta Falcons, and my co-host on the Wait For Tailgate Show. Joe, what is shaking? Happy 4th.
Yeah, happy 4th, John. You're whetting my appetite. You know, what's the 4th of July without a touch of danger? You know, whether it's fireworks or swimming in Lake Lanier, which is obviously cursed. So that's all part of the fun. That's what makes it sporting, right? A good 4th of July celebration. I'm just kidding, of course. Everybody be safe out there.
Yeah, do. Yeah, just don't choke on 40,000 hot dogs or anything in New York or something like that. Who knows? I don't know how this works, but that's not a me thing anyway. So, Joe, as we get into the holiday, this is the first month of the football season because we do have a game this month. Yeah, right on July 31st. We are 3 weeks from Falcons training camp beginning. I want to go back to a question somebody asked me because they said to me, "Hey, John, what did you see? Was there a player at OTAs, a Mooney or somebody who broke out to you at OTAs?" And I was like, "Dude, I wasn't at the OTAs. I'll have to ask Joe." So, Joe, was there a player? Because I saw one story that said that Mooney looked really good and that Diablo looked really good. Is there anybody that caught your eye beyond the obvious, you know, guys that you were paying attention to?
It's so hard because I get this question too, John, about like what I'm gleaning from being out there. And there are certainly some things. I'm not trying to dismiss it entirely, but I caution to really kind of get too far out over my skis because they're not even in pads, you know, like they're not really doing a whole lot that you can really say like, oh, well, this is definitely going to translate. But I think that it is Michael Penix, frankly. And, you know, the reason is not just because of the big arm that he has, which we kind of, we know that at this point. But for me, what was what made me excited about him was just seeing the way he was leading the offense and leading the guys. And there's one particular kind of anecdote that I like to tell, which is that, you know, they were just running through some of these routes on air, which is basically, you know, you've got wide receivers, you know, going and the quarterbacks will take a couple reps and rotate through, and then they'll kind of flip to the other side. And the last rep was for the backs, the running backs going out. And Bijan ran his route, Penix threw it to him, and they did their rep. And then when they're coming back the other way, before they go and do that second rep, Penix goes over and talks to Bijan for a while. And kind of, you can see, you know, obviously wasn't there to be able to hear exactly what he was saying, but you could see the way he was kind of gesturing his hands that they were kind of figuring something out. And then, you know, it was a little wheel route or whatever. And you know, it was a completed pass, but that I think is just kind of a taste of, you know, the kinds of things that Michael Penix is going to have to do both this training camp and then as the season progresses in terms of just being on the same page with these guys. And, you know, to kind of translate this to some of the media reaction that we've seen to Michael Penix based off of his three starts last year, I think that you have to take into context the fact that he didn't really have the opportunity last year to work with these guys, with any of these starters, basically, to run reps with them and to kind of get that continuity going with them. So I think that he has an opportunity over the course of obviously what they went through in OTAs and mini camp and then going into training camp to really kind of refine some of these, some of these connections that he has, whether it's with Drake London or Orbejan or Darnell Mooney or any of these guys. And hopefully that can lead to just some more improved accuracy and just some more, like, I would say, yeah, I kind of refer to it like baseball. You talk about like uncompetitive pitches where it's just like a throw in the dirt. There were some of those from Michael Penix last year, which is like kind of an uncompetitive throw, right? Like there was no real chance to grab it. So you hope that that will lead to just more consistency and accuracy with some of these routes.
Right. I want to see Michael Penix get a little more air under some of those things like wheel routes. Look, it's an adjustment for everybody because like on a wheel route, for example, because you bring up a really good point, you know, there are possession catches. And with a guy like Bijan, if you can hit him in stride on a wheel route, that's a touchdown.
Right. And John, you know what's exciting to see about Penix, even when he is throwing to these guys and it's just on air, something that you notice is that, you know, a lot of quarterbacks when they're throwing these routes, you know, they want to complete the pass. They don't want to look silly by, you know, overthrowing a guy in a route on air. And so you will see them kind of under throw a lot of these throws, and the receivers will kind of have to chop their feet when the ball's coming in to kind of slow themselves down, secure the catch, and then they, you know, sprint down the field, whatever. That's all very normal. What I notice with Penix is that, you know, the receivers kind of had to kick it into high gear in order to kind of get on the ends of these. And I don't think that that's necessarily a reflection on a lack of accuracy. I think that that's just what Michael Penix is trying to push the envelope and, you know, connect with these guys so that they are in full stride when they can catch these balls. And especially on some of the vertical passes, you know, even going back to his Washington days, he loves those kinds of balls up the seam area or that skinny post where the receivers really have to be, you know, at their top speed in order to get onto it. And if they are, then those can go for touchdowns. I think when you're looking at the Falcons offense and a way they can improve, it is, I think, through some of those truly explosive touchdowns, like not just a 25-yard play or a 20-yard play, like you would count an explosive, quote-unquote explosive play, but like, you know, a 60-yard touchdown. Now, like that, those are the kinds of things. And obviously you can't count on those happening on any given play, but you would hope that over the course of the season, you can, you know, you can have some more of those with a quarterback like Michael Penix. And I think that he is the kind of guy who will be able to generate some of them.
Joe Patrick's our Falcons insider. Camp 3 weeks from now, as we take you with full live coverage of the 11 days that it's open for fans, including those joint practices with the Tennessee Titans at the end of camp. Joe joining us on the WayForward.com hotline here. One more on kind of on Penix. This is a really good point that you brought up. And then I want to do a little kind of, for lack of a better term, a little rapid fire where we go through three or four or five topics here that I just want to touch on. With Penix, it's a really good point that you made. Because while we talk about how, like, everybody talks about Kyle Pitts, and, you know, he doesn't help with the running game, you know, never matched his heights of his rookie year, and I don't want to get off on a Kyle Pitts thing here, but I always think, well, you know, Kyle Pitts is working with his sixth starting quarterback in 4 years, but that's true, really, multiple starting quarterbacks with, you know, with Drake London, with, you know, now Bijan Robinson, and so, you know, when you're working with multiple starting quarterbacks, you got to get used to them, so that's A. B, the point that you made is, you know, you can hit batting practice fastballs, but why do that? Michael Penix is saying, batting practice, this is batting practice, you're still going to get it at 98. And so, you know, we have to adjust to each other. We've got to sync up here. So it will be interesting to see, you know, kind of how they work this going forward here. All right, so a little bit of rapid fire here. Story this week that Minnesota, the guys, the two air quotes experts, national guys, which means they know nothing about what they're talking about, doing a big blog saying that Minnesota Cold might get Minnesota Cold Feet and that they may be making a call for Kirk Cousins. If that's true, my question to you is, are the Falcons, do you think the Falcons are going to take the first offer, or would they be inclined to turn down the first legitimate offer they have in order to wait for a better one?
I don't know if it's necessarily about, you know, kind of like, you know, holding on to get more teams involved so that you kind of have that additional leverage. I just think that there's probably a line. I don't know exactly where that line is, but I think there's a threshold about, like, you know, where we are willing to accept giving away our backup quarterback that could potentially be a valuable, you know, member to the squad. Obviously not valuable enough that is commensurate with his cap number, but it's not an invaluable, you know, like it's not a position that holds no value. In fact, it can be something that really keeps a season progressing, or, you know, if you don't have a backup quarterback, sometimes that's when a season can fall apart based on what happens with the starter. So I think the Falcons will have a line there, and basically it's going to come down to whether Minnesota or any other team for that matter matches it. And if they do, then I think that they can probably get a deal done.
Do you think with the money situation with the Atlanta Falcons and what they're looking at in terms of, you know, let's assume that they have to hang on to Kirk Cousins and a whole bunch of money doesn't, you know, come wide open. Other people were saying Jalen Ramsey. I'm like, well, if Kirk Cousins goes, maybe. But, you know, if not, then no. And, of course, now you see what's happened there. With the Falcons' money situation, are the Falcons inclined to hang on to what money they have? Are they inclined to go out? Let's just presume for the sake of this question that Cousins is still on the team going into the season. Are they inclined to not really make any major move here, go into the season, see where they may, you know, because you don't know to the, you know, the fire is live here, where they really do need the help. Yeah. Okay, then we got to go get that. Okay, we'll spend our money on that, whatever that is.
Yeah, I think as far as the money goes, you know, and this kind of goes back to like what Terry Fontenot has said about them kind of being comfortable with him as the backup quarterback, which is because they kind of already have accounted for that money. Like on the balance sheet, on the cap sheet, that money is basically already accounted for. And there's not really a move that can be made. I mean, there is a move that can be made. Like, obviously, if a team trades for Kirk Cousins, it's going to take some money off the books. But what can you actually do with that money at this point? Like, it's not really super valuable for them. So I would think that the Falcons would be more interested in a draft pick. There's been some reports, you know, a higher, you know, draft pick than, you know, maybe what teams would have been willing to offer earlier in the offseason. There had been some reporting that it was kind of a sliding scale about like, okay, well, a team will take more of his cap, you know, his cap hit and a, you know, lesser pick versus, you know, a better pick and less of the money. And at this point, there's just not a lot more you can do with that money. And I think that that's like the thing about this Kirk Cousins contract. While it is very rich, it's a lot of money for him. It's not going to cause long-term pain for this Falcons organization. It's going to come off the books basically after this year. And assuming he signs somewhere else, you know, for $10 million, that little clause in his contract that made waves when free agency started, Falcons won't even have to pay that. It'll get offset by whoever pays him next year. So ultimately, I think that basically with Kirk Cousins, it's a matter of whether the Falcons, you know, see, you know, a deal that they want to make. That again, I think, you know, they would have to come to terms with giving up a very valuable backup quarterback.
All right, final question to Joe Patrick, our Falcons insider again. Complete Falcons camp coverage coming your way 3 weeks from now. 11 open practices for the fans. Do drop by and say hi. You'll see when you go in right there to your left, the full 90-time the game set up there. I used to enjoy meeting all of you when Hugh and I were doing the morning show. It was a lot of fun. Meet all the shows. Everybody's nice except Squid. No, I'm just kidding. That's a joke. All right. I mean, Squid's a great guy. Look, if I don't mention your name, I don't like you. So if I talk about you, even, okay, you know. So anyway, right. Final question to Joe. I'm going to do a big college football blowout tomorrow. Well, big football blowout, but especially be a lot of college football here. You being an Ohio State honk, what concerns you the most about the Buckeyes this season? Is it another brand new quarterback or choking to Michigan again?
I'm not worried about choking to Michigan anymore after what I heard Jeremiah Smith say, and he gave me all the confidence that I need that this team may never lose to Michigan ever again. I say that while I'm knocking on wood here, John, because of course that can definitely happen. But yeah, I mean, it's the quarterback. Like you don't know exactly what you're going to get out of a first year starter. So we'll see. And now I can't, his name is slipping me. Julian Sayin, that's who I believe is kind of in line to be the starter for
Southern
Ohio
California,
State.
Number one recruit in the nation, right? Yeah. Number one recruit in the nation.
But you never know. Like you never know. Sometimes they're flaky and they just kind of fall apart when they're under pressure and stuff. So we'll see how he reacts. But he certainly has the talent around him. And Jeremiah Smith is one of the best college football players I can remember ever seeing.
Yeah, there was a story about how Jeremiah Smith has a larger NIL and makes more money than Puka Nacua. And I'm like, well, he might be better than Puka Nacua. So what's your point?
right, exactly. Yeah, I heard Rusty Manziel on the Steakhouse earlier this week saying he saw him at this camp he was at driving around a nice black Lambo. So nice to see the Ohio State NIL program treating him nicely.
Man, the Packers are winning with all those Lambos out there, aren't they? You know, I mean, they just spelled the stadium the wrong way. Or otherwise... Yeah, otherwise, it would have been good. Joe, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Stay cool. And camp is 3 weeks away. I know we'll check in with you at camp, and we look forward to it because, you know, damn the national media. They can say whatever they want to say.
Right.
I'm going to drink all this Kool-Aid until I'm proven, you know, proven otherwise. All right?
Love it. Love it. Thanks for having me on the show, John. Appreciate it, as always.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Northern Kia Studios, live on a Sunday morning. Phone number, as always, 404-726-0929. For those of you in Ackworth and Lithonia, all you have to remember is 7260, okay? 404, Atlanta area code, last three, obviously the station, 929. So if you just remember the middle four, 7260, what's the combo? 7260. You got the number, 404-726-0929. And you are welcome to talk about your baseball team. You're welcome to talk about, that being the Braves, because they're not mine no more. Your soccer team, though I don't imagine anybody's going to do that. But how about, by the way, how about just over here randomly? How about that Club World Cup has turned into something? But boy, did I feel bad for Bayern Munich. Man, they come in here, one of the biggest games. That game yesterday, there were two of the top four teams in the world in PSG and Bayern Munich. And Paris Saint-Germain, it's a Frenchy thing like they do down in Swampertier. They may be the number one team in the world. They kind of dominated. And so the Bayern fans who, you know, see their team over here in the United States, watch them kind of get waxed off the field, and then they lose one of their star players, one of the Germany's star players, hopefully not injured super bad, but they had to, I don't know, it didn't look good. So that was not a good day. Plus, they were complaining in the stadium with all the signs about how expensive the tickets were. Dumb. I think the tickets were just like off the hook expensive for that game. But, you know, you don't get a chance to see your team, right? I mean, it's the only chance you get to see them. How often has Bayern Munich ever played in the United States? Like, never. So, now they're done. They're out. And but this Club World Cup turned into, once they got kind of done with the riffraff, like MLS, and got to the best teams in the world, you know, the crowds have been, Mercedes-Benz had a couple of back-to-back, like 70,000 people crowds. Of course, PSG played in both those games, and they're super popular, but still, nonetheless, it's turned into something. In the meantime, if you want to go to a free game, there's the Braves today. Might be a free game. You may be able to stand, literally, you may be able to stand outside the stadium, outside Truist Park, and say, anybody got free tickets? Free tickets? Anybody got free tickets? And somebody may just say, here. I mean, you literally might be able to do it. It's one. It might be the easiest Braves ticket to get. Dom, I think it might be the easiest Braves ticket to get in ever at Truist Park. Literally ever.
I doubt it.
At that park. I mean, 11:30 start on a Sunday morning for a team that everybody's kind of quit on. There may be 12,000 people in the park. I mean, I always said, you know, Dom, you know what the easiest ticket to get to a big-time sporting event was? is you want to, if you want to go to a big time sporting event, Dom, here's a little trick. Go to the Final Four. You know why it's the easiest ticket to get?
Nope.
Because you'll have the Final Four on a Saturday, right? And then there's the first game, and then that's followed by the second game, right? So what happens in the first game? Somebody wins and somebody loses, correct? So what happens is the losing team in the early game on Saturday, their fans are so angry, they want to leave. They storm out of the stadium. They're not hanging around for the night game. They're not certainly sticking around for Monday's title game because their team is out. So Team A loses. Just look for all the fans wearing Team A stuff. Anybody got tickets for, you know, for tonight, for the game two and for Monday? I mean, here, you can have them. And they're so angry they just walk away. They don't want to even sell them. They don't want to stop here. Just take them. Here's tonight. You can go back in on this one, and here's Monday's for the title game. I'm leaving town. Yeah, they are. That's what happens. 404-726-0929 if you want to talk about your baseball team. And today I'd like to talk to you since we have a bunch of time. Let's just jump right into football. And when I say your football team, I literally mean your football team, okay? I know that we have here in Atlanta fans of literally every NFL team. I would imagine we have fans of literally every college football team. Now, I'm not going to be able to give you a whole lot of insight into, if you're a Georgia Southern fan, what to expect when you go to play your opening game at Fresneck. I don't know much about the Fresno State Bulldogs this year, but I have been to Fresneck, and I could tell you that you guys down at Georgia Southern, you use Statesboro to your advantage a little bit because it's a different sort of place. And so some people come kind of rolling in there, and they're like, they're not really prepared for Statesboro, if you know what I mean. You guys are not going to be able to be, you're not prepared for Fresneck, okay? I'm just telling you. It's a different sort of place, okay? Just be ready. If you're a Georgia Southern and you're going to Fresno for the game, yeah, you'll see what I mean. When you get there, this is different. Yeah, it's a little bit different. So if you want to talk about your team, and like, for example, we could talk about the race in the SEC. You're seeing it. I'm seeing it. All the preseason stuff, which says, you know, Texas, like Phil Steele, Texas and others, Texas and Georgia at the very top. Then sort of like you drop down Alabama, right? And then there's like, okay, LSU and Tennessee. And then it's a mess, okay? Because it's a mess of teams. So at least on the board, and now on the board and actually what happens are two different things. But on the board, Texas and Georgia are clear in the SEC, and then it gets to be a bit of a muck. And there's so many teams in there. And then in the Big Ten, same deal. Penn State and Ohio State, clear on the board, and then it gets to be a bit of a muck. And then in the ACC, Clemson, clear on the board, and then it gets to be a little bit of a muck. Which means that the race for spots in the 12-team playoff in the Big 12, in the Big 10, in the Power Four conferences is sort of wide open. Because if you have 9 to 10 SEC teams that are capable of being 7 or 5 or better, then outside of Texas and Georgia, that means a lot of teams, Auburn, you know, I mean a whole bunch, Ole Miss, South Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, Texas A&M, LSU obviously, Oklahoma, Missouri, all of them are like 7 and 5 to 9 and 3. And 9 and 3 works, guys. 9 and 3 might work this year. It might get you in. And so it's kind of wide open here. And I don't know what to expect out of Alabama. See, a lot of the problem is, as we go into this year, is when we talk about quarterbacks, look at how many. Now, we assume, and rightfully so, I think, that Arch Manning is going to be a player. I assume that Gunnar Stockton is going to be pretty good. But I'm making assumptions. I can't know that. I mean, I assume. I mean, is John Mateer going to blow up like Cam Ward did at Miami? Is he going to blow up out of Wazoo for Oklahoma? Maybe. Jackson Arnold going to blow up at, are they going to turn to the five-star at Auburn? I don't know, but I'll tell you this. Hugh Freeze is not going to have any patience. Hugh Freeze has got to win. He's got to win right now. What's going to happen post-Nico in Tennessee? Don't know. So when you look around here and you go, okay, Florida's got DJ Lagway, and South Carolina's got, you know, Lenore Sellers. Vanderbilt's got Diego Pavia, who's shooting his mouth off too much, frankly, in my opinion. But there's a lot of unknowns. I mean, Garrett Nussmeier certainly is a known at LSU. He might be the best quarterback of the nation. But there's a lot of unknowns. The same is true of Ohio State. Ohio State has Julian Sayin, who was at one point considered to be the number one prep quarterback of the nation coming out of Southern California. But we do know about Drew Allard. We've seen him play a couple of years. What is Bryce Underwood going to do at Michigan? He was a highly, highly, highly touted five-star as well. But whenever you're breaking in a new quarterback, I know that Illinois has got a good quarterback because I've seen Luke Altmaier play. Illinois is a team that nobody here is paying any attention to. But as I start to circle, if you think about back to last year in college football, as I start to circle who's going to be the Arizona State, the SMU, and the Indiana of this season when they kind of come out of nowhere to make the playoff, one team is Illinois. You're like, no, he's not that good. I'm going to tell you right now, Illinois is every bit as good as Illinois-Alabama is a good game, guys. Oh, no. Okay. That's just you not paying attention. 404, and if you want to talk about your NFL team, please jump into the NFL. I want to hear about your NFL team. Let's talk about your NFL team today. Let's go to Ed. He's on with John. Hey, Ed, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mr. Freaking, how you doing, sir?
Good. What up?
Good. I got a question for you. Well, actually, I've got two questions for you. I'm a Yellow Jacket, and have you heard any inside information on us this year? Got any tips or anything you've heard? And the second question is, what do you expect from North Carolina this year? Not a lot of talk there.
Okay, Ed, let's start with what is your expectation of Brent Key's team this year? What's your expectation?
I'm going to tell you something. John, you have to be mighty thick-skinned. But I think a little more competitive than last year. I think he's got his boys all into the program. I think they're more into the program than they've been in years. It's like Paul Johnson said, this clown we had, this Jeff Collins guy, set us back 10 years. So I believe we're still trying to recover from that. But I think we'll be competitive. Midway through the AC, I don't know.
Well, you know, that's...
I never get fired up, though, because I always get disappointed.
Well, this is what I'm talking about the mock, okay? This is what I look at Georgia Tech. Clemson, you know, on paper, this is all on paper, Ed. Clemson is the clear favorite, and Dabo may have some serious shut-me-up juice this year. Maybe the Clemson is the preseason number one team in the AP poll, the number one in the country. He's got a veteran team. He's got a veteran team. He's got a team with a star quarterback who could be the number one pick in the NFL draft in Kate Klubnik. He's doing it his way, and you know, I think he may have kind of resurrected it. Now, whether that comes to fruition during the season, I don't know. And the one game that Clemson is really, really concerned about, of course, is that game in, you know, third week of the year against Georgia Tech, because they got to come to Atlanta and play that game at Bobby Dodd, and Georgia Tech will win that game. So I look at Georgia Tech and I go, okay, you've got a great quarterback, one of the better quarterbacks in the nation in Haynes King. You got a great running back.
I think so too.
Right? So I think the offense is going to be fine, Ed. Its questions are going to be on the defense, and they're going to be tested early. They have to go to Colorado. That's a difficult opener. I know that Garrett Chapman said to me the other day, he covers Tech for us too, and in addition to college football, that he thinks that they're just going to go to Boulder and roll them. And that's possible.
Right.
But at the same time, I've been to Boulder many, 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 many times, and you know, this will be difficult because a couple of things will be going against Georgia Tech. One is Prime's got two bet. I think the quarterbacks that Prime has now for this team, of course, it's their opening game, in Caden Salter and Juju Lewis, the star out of Carrollton, might well be better than Shedeur Sanders eventually. But I think Prime has an advantage in that. Georgia Tech is – when was the last time Georgia Tech played at altitude? When was the last – because Boulder's even above Denver. I mean, when was the last time Georgia Tech played at near 6,000 feet? I mean,
I'm 66, and I don't remember.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different when you go to elevation. You know, I did play-by-play in that league, and it can be different. When you go to Wyoming, you go to Boulder, it's a little bit different. You go to Utah, it's a little bit different when you're at elevation and you're not used to it. So that's got something going for them. So that's going to be a tough game. I think they can win the game, but it's not going to be an easy game. So they've got some tough games here, obviously, Clemson and Georgia being most notable. So I think this is a long, long way to say to you, I think that Georgia Tech does things right. I think they're potentially a 9-3 team and pushing for a playoff.
Wow.
If they don't, I think they're a 7-5 club and they're going to the, you know, who's it, what's it bowl.
Sweet.
That's where I think
now, what do you think's going on at North Carolina?
I actually heard a story. Read a story. Okay, you ready for this?
Yes, sir. I love stories.
Okay. So there's a All-American superstar wrestler. Okay, he's at Cal State Bakersfield, which you won't know this, but Cal State Bakersfield is a wrestling superpower. Okay, it really is. No, legitimately. It's okay. One of those smaller Division I schools that really kind of pours its heart and soul into one particular program, right? And they are, Kennesaw State or Cal State Fullerton when it comes to baseball. It's, you know, they pour everything into this. And so Bakersfield has always been a wrestling school, and they're the powerhouse of the West. And so they have this guy who's like one of the top wrestlers in the nation. He wants to transfer out because he wants some money, and he wanted to go to North Carolina. And he had some kind of a charge against him, and his name was A.J. Ferrari, and he had, which is an interesting name. He had some kind of a charge against him for an alleged sexual assault that was dropped, okay?
Okay.
And all right, so, but Jordan Hudson gets it. Now, remember, she's not a student. She's not an employee. She has nothing to do with the wrestling program. She's the girlfriend of the football coach. Jordan Hudson gets involved, goes to the management, and puts the kibosh on this Ferrari guy from transferring to UNC because she doesn't like it. And then they go, okay. They said, okay. Because somebody who's just the girlfriend of the coach who has nothing to do with the university and nothing to do with the wrestling program got her panties in a wad over a guy that she knows nothing about. And she was able to do that. And I went, oh, that's not usual. I don't know what happened with A.J. Ferrari or not, but you can't do that. Who the hell are you? That's what I think of UNC. I think that it is a – watch what happens if she goes to the media and says, this coordinator didn't run the right play, and I didn't – oh, my God.
No way. Well, good. Good. Let them just fall and fold and give us a little better chance. But the Clemson thing, I didn't know that about Clemson.
Yeah, no, they got a really good team.
Well, good. Well, Mr. Freaky, thank you for answering my questions, and I'll continue listening. I'm going to hang up.
Thank you, Ed. 404-7260. Again, if you're in Ackworth or Lithonia, 7260. All you got to remember, 404-7260-929. Let's talk about your NFL team. I want to hear from Steelers fans. I want to hear from Cowboys fans. I want to hear from Chargers. Well, there are no Chargers fans. I want to hear from Bears fans and Packers fans, Vikings fans. I want to hear from Bama fans, Tennessee fans. I want to hear from Ohio State fans. I think I do. Do I? Michigan, Penn State. Whatever your football team is today, I got 3 hours. Let's talk a little football here. I need to get away from the sad summer-ish Atlanta thing. On Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.